92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Muriellen Murphy. We certainly appreciate our partnership with Trinity Health, and every month we talk with different doctors about different topics. Today on the show, we have Dr. Jana Thompson, urogynecologist with Trinity Health Medical Group. She earned her medical degree at Michigan State University College of Human Medicine. Her clinical interests include pelvic prolapse and pelvic floor dysfunction, as well as bladder conditions, including incontinence and overactive bladder. Good morning, and nice to have you here, Dr. Thompson. How are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You know, this is something that women don't like to talk about, but we certainly all experience it. I've had surgery on my bladder when I was in my 40s. So tell me how common this issue is for women.
Well, they estimate that about 1 in 3 women actually have a pelvic floor disorder, which is astounding if you think about it. And I think that that's true. Now, you know, obviously not that many women are coming in and seeing someone like me for that, but, you know, they're seeing their primary care, they're seeing their gynecologist, and, you know, maybe a lot of those things are taken care of at that level and don't need a specialist, but it's quite common.
Yeah, that's interesting, because when I had the surgery, I was way past my childbearing years. I was, you know, in my mid to late 40s, and it certainly changed my life. Pelvic health is something, you know, Mother's Day is going to be on Sunday. It's really something that women, I think, need to know more about throughout childbirth and pregnancy. Women, you know, we go under incredible transformations. It's unbelievable what our bodies can do.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's really something that affects all of us, because for women, what I tell my patients is, you know, everything's kind of focused on the pelvis from almost age 12, 13, right? Whenever menses starts, sometimes younger. And there's so much that's happening as we age, have children, don't have children. You know, the pelvis is sort of the fulcrum, the center point of a lot of things. And, you know, even women that have hip replacements or knee replacements, That song that, you know, the thigh bone's connected to the knee bone, that really is true when we're talking about pelvic health. There's so much that impacts that area for women over time. And so I really think, talking about this can apply to all women and, you know, mothers or women that have never had children.
Well, certainly, and I'll be honest with you, Doc, this is something I lived with like 5 years. I didn't do anything about it, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that women, you know, whether it's endometriosis or it's, you know, something with their, you know, with the pelvic floor and whatnot, that women have a tendency to just kind of put that on the shelf and hope that it'll get better. And, you know, there are things out there that, you know, can help. So what do you do to help women?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a huge stigma about talking about these things. I think it's gotten better. You know, women are more easily able to talk about, hey, I might leak when I jump on the trampoline. But if we talk about things like bowel leakage or prolapse, where things are falling out or down, that's much more embarrassing. And so, and yes, you're right. Women tend to put it off because they're taking care of children or they're taking care of elderly parents or spouse, and so they tend to put their health on the back burner. But there's so many things we can do. Conservative things, not everything has to be surgery. You know, we rely on our pelvic floor physical therapists quite heavily, and we have a number of great therapists along the lakeshore and even into Grand Rapids and Muskegon that really can help with these. And even just other conservative things, like changing things about our diet, working on constipation, and teaching proper breathing patterns when we're lifting things or doing exercise. All of these things can be helpful. And then there's medications, and then there's surgeries, and many of the surgeries that I do are outpatient. Almost everything I do is outpatient, meaning patients go home the same day. Sometimes there are even just procedures that can happen in the office.
Oh, that's really good to hear. And I think, you know, we've come a long way on all of this. There are two convenient locations in West Michigan where you can see a urogynecologist: Trinity Health Medical Group, Urogynecology East Paris, and then the Lakes Village as well. People can go to trinityhealthmichigan.org/urogyn. I know you're a mother yourself, so I want to wish you a very happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you. You too. Happy Mother's Day. I know you love all the mothers out there.
Yeah. Isn't it something? Isn't it amazing? And you know, what's amazing for me? My daughter, I have 25-year-old twins, and my daughter is a mom. She has two kids. And it's amazing watching her be a mom. I'm telling you, that is like, I feel like I've come full circle now. It's like all the things that I taught her and this and that. And I see her do that. And I know you love the Detroit Tigers. So go Tigers as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, I agree. I'm watching my young daughter and thinking about how I acted at that age and how my mother handled things. And now, you know, sort of being in those same situations with my own daughter, it's fascinating and wonderful.
Yeah. Teenage years are a lot of fun. Just warning you.
Oh, yeah. We're in the full swing of that.
Oh, bless you. Dr. Janet Thompson, thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.